I'm at my grandmother's house. It's kind of weird because I think I've only ever been here once before when she's not been here. All I can hear is the hum of the boiler that's been here forever. I photograph that so long, not so long ago actually. It's a glowworm beast of a thing, like a small TARDIS. Seems to kind of defeat time. I shouldn't say anything. I'll touch wooden chopping board because it's definitely over 40 years old and it seems to have always just hummed in the corner. The other thing I can hear is the dripping of one of the many taps that I've kind of got to fix. Her hands are quite weak now, so she doesn't have that last bit of strength needed just to close a tap down. The living room has kind of a... That's a bouncy floor. And I remember my granddad telling me when he was alive, when I die, do not have a party. Because if there's lots of people in this room, why he ever assumed there'd be lots of people at his funeral. He didn't have that many friends in this country. But there were. They'll just fall through the floor, he said. The rattling you can hear are pair of doors, those kind of large French doors with the dappled glass that I remember jumping through the glass when the door was kind of slammed and I was running towards it and I jumped thinking, I don't know, that maybe I could go through the glass and I did. I didn't have a cut on me, which was kind of amazing. There's photos, as you'd expect to see in an old person's house. My grandmother was 87 years old last week. Photos of me in an air cadet uniform standing next to my brother wearing his army cadet uniform. Photos of a lot of people that are no longer here. I guess the older you get, the more you seem to feel that you are the last one standing, especially when it comes to families. There's weird books from Lemmy. White Line Fever, Jack Kerouac, Desolation Angels, Keith Moon's Instant Party, John Densmore's Riders on the Storm. Definitely a drumming feel here, and they are no doubt left behind by my brother, who stayed here for a period of time with his family. The sewing machine in the other corner, which was a massive part of my grandmother's life, because she worked quite a lot in the textile industry, Atkins being a particularly large hosieries kind of, just close that door, company in Hinckley, where I am right now. There is a 3-bar fire heater, which always scares the living daylights out of me that she's going to leave it on or drape something over it and burn the place down. And a slightly safer kind of weird 500 watt electric heater, which I'm told is safer, but whether or not it is. Loads and loads of weird and wonderful ornaments. My late mother used to buy some strange ornaments for my grandmother. This crystal bell that has lost its clangor, and that's just the chain clanging inside. Various ornaments, boy holding cake that I remember at an early age. I think I just smacked his head off against the side of a table. I had a habit of taking all these ornaments and just trying to remove the heads in one swipe. On the walls, there are pictures that I really should ask where they came from. There's a lot of scenes of what looks like Austria or Switzerland, mountain huts. It could actually be the area of Italy. Definitely Alpine that my grandmother grew up in. Pictures reminding her of alpine lakes and pine forests. Honestly, this tap is really doing my head in. I can hear it in another room. I must get around to fixing that. I do have my toolkit here today, and I've just assembled a kind of weird steel bunk bed stroke desk thing, which I brought over a while ago because my brother said he was going to come back over with maybe one of his four children. There's a strange hanging swinging candlestick holder in the kind of hallway area before the front door, which is never used, and it's got a candle in it, and I don't remember that ever being lit. In fact, the candle looks like beeswax, old school, not even paraffin wax. I don't remember it ever being lit. But I don't know why you would have candlestick holders on the walls unless you were living in a medieval castle. And certain religious paraphernalia along the lines of crucifixes. Crucifixes, is that the plural of crucifix? Or is it crucify? I don't think that's the right word, is it? Stuff that's been brought from Lourdes and all kinds of weird and wonderful religious tourist hotspots. There are two handrails on the stairs because my grandmother does struggle to get around a bit. The very, very pink bathroom that always makes me feel a little bit, I don't know, uncomfortable when I step inside, has got to the stage where some of the tiles don't appear to be attached to the wall, are being held up by each other in a kind of strange, bloated, these walls have been breathing just a little bit too heavily kind of way. I'm a crap tiler. So that'll be the kind of job that I will... I don't know if I'm a crap tiler or just find it really boring. Probably both. But that's the kind of job that I will definitely ship out. But my grandmother is like, don't make a fuss, it's fine. Wait till it falls down. She very rarely ever spends any money on herself or wants, you know... She might want me to tidy stuff up or make the room look less like a warehouse, because when my brother left, there was a lot of toys in boxes. This is my grandmother's bedroom. She's chosen the smallest room in the house, I think, because it enables her to feel a bit cosier. She lives here on her own. I couldn't sleep with this. Could you sleep with this? It's a clock, which I've never really looked at before. It's got Russian writing, and it's like a key stood up on its side, and the clock fits in the circular large section of the key, and what looks like Cyrillic writing for the word Moscow actually makes the tumbler turning part of the key, Moskva. Next to an old radio, which I remember my whole life as well, an old radio that my granddad used to listen to, Pi. I mean, I don't even think they exist anymore. I believe that's a British manufacturer. And he would listen to the news and, on long wave, be able to tune into his native Ukrainian tongue. There's a photograph of my late granddad next to Jesus. Separate photographs. My granddad in one photograph and Jesus sat around with loads of other, I guess, disciples. In what it isn't necessarily, it looks like a photograph, but I think it's actually one of those very realistic paintings. And then a holographic image of Christ on the cross with some people looking quite unhappy on their knees around the bottom. Holographic crucifixion. That's going to have to be the title of this audiobook, isn't it? Maybe I'll even take a photograph, but obviously the holograph needs to be moved for you to see the 3D glory of Jesus on the cross. She's getting kind of less Roman Catholic in her old age, which is kind of weird. It's not the kind of time to be doubting, having had your faith carry you through this far, because you're getting close to cashing in, surely. I'm in a spare room which was recently decorated. It's in a kind of mauve, and hanging from the centre is a lampshadeless light bulb which is painted. The light bulb is actually painted. I went through a phase of painting light bulbs when I was younger. And when I say younger, I think actually only about 17. Is that sad? I'd built this little kind of... I got the idea in my head that I could sell them at car boot sales and make a fortune. People were buying painted light bulbs for £5 a pop. Pop being the operative word, because I was buying very cheap light bulbs from Wilko's at about, I don't know, pennies each. Sticking them upside down in a kind of base that I created with three fittings on, and I was like a little light bulb painting factory, a coat of yellow or a coat of red or a coat of blue, and then I'd put intricate stained glass kind of effects over the top, some psychedelic, some that would appeal more to the kind of person that would buy a painted light bulb. Once I'd finished painting them, they gave off very little light. But I think they adorned baby rooms. I found the ones where I'd stuck teddy bears and random stuff on, kind of more popular. And the mounting that I made was actually wired fittings, because once you'd painted a light bulb, you'd have to turn it on for a bit. My mum hated that bit because it kind of stunk the house out with the initial burn off of some kind of toxic chemical which was in the glass paint that I used. And I think that's the last surviving bulb. Let me turn it on. Ugly. And off. So there are three bedrooms in the small house. My grandmother's is one of them, and there is a lot of stuff in the others. And I've been tidying this one in now, which now seems to have quite nice acoustics. What with the two mattresses dumped on the top of the bunk bed. So in here, you could actually sleep. One, two, three people and a baby, which is crazy because it's a tiny wall, but this room, but this bunk bed kind of raises up one of the beds. There is a folding camp bed, a single bed, and a cot, all crammed into here. But when you've got a brother that has four kids, you need this kind of sleeping facility. My grandmother's out with a carer, shopping, buying things like mortadella, bitter lemon, ciabatta. It's the same thing pretty much every week. But because her onset of Alzheimer's, I think it's almost like she's eating it for the first time every time. So that's a bit of a walking tour of my grandmother's house. Somewhere I've known, well, my whole life. And a place full of memories.